The 18th District of Illinois, we got Congressman Darren LaHood. Mr. LaHood, Congressman, thanks for hopping on with us here today.
Hey, John, great to be with you and your listeners.
Yeah, I guess first and foremost, your reaction to the last 24 hours.
Well, first of all, my heartfelt prayers go out to the 13 members of the U.S. military that lost their lives tragically over the last 24 hours in Afghanistan. We continue to pray for them and their families. It shouldn't have happened, but it did. So it's just been an abject failure of leadership, I believe, on behalf of the Biden administration. And now we got to do everything we can to get the last remaining Americans out of Afghanistan, roughly about 1,500. And to me, John, we have surrendered to the Taliban, and now we're just negotiating the terms of the surrender. And I think all of us in this country feel demoralized, a little bit humiliated, and it's disheartening as Americans to see this unfold.
What would you have done differently? Were you in favor of pulling out of Afghanistan when President Trump suggested it?
So I was critical when President Trump recommended having the Taliban come to Camp David. I thought that was a mistake. I thought it was a mistake for Mike Pompeo to negotiate with the Taliban. They are a terrorist organization. They have not followed any rules. So that's first and foremost. What we should have done differently, what President Trump talked about is a condition-based withdrawal. If conditions aren't met, then you're not going to take back over. That didn't happen here. Clearly, it looks like from the intelligence reports and the reports from the military, John, President Biden and Blinken in particular did not listen to the intelligence reports. And since the conditions weren't met, we should not have abandoned our troops there and our allies. We left our NATO allies there and abandoned them, and that shouldn't have happened.
What conditions would you have put on this to have stopped this ahead of time? What conditions specifically are you talking about?
Well, we were not going to give up, for instance, Bagram Air Base that we've had for 20 years that we built, that we were not going to leave there unless the Taliban assured us that all Americans were going to be left. That's condition number one. Condition number two, we were going to get all of our military apparatus out there. Right now, John, we left $85 billion of military equipment in Afghanistan that now the Taliban had, that we would get all that out. If those conditions weren't met, there were going to be consequences. Say one thing about President Trump, John. People feared him because we assassinated Soleimani and took him out. We took out al-Baghdadi. We eliminated ISIS. To me, the Taliban were never scared of Biden, and that was apparent by what they did.
Some people say that this, it is shocking to see. And, of course, the deaths yesterday of the service members eclipse all other concerns. But what you saw was inevitable, and it may have happened quicker than some people thought, the Biden administration and other experts may have thought, but it was inevitable, and that President Biden's doing the hard work of getting people out, getting out of a 20-year war. And yes, of course, it's messy, and now it's deadly, but ultimately he's doing what other presidents said they were going to do but never did. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think this is all politically driven. They wanted to be out by the date of September 11th so that could be a political win. And they were doing everything possible to do that. Think about our NATO allies, John. They've all criticized this. Germany, England, France. We left in the dead of night from Bagram Air Base, from other places, from Kandahar. We did not coordinate with them. And so there was no planning or thinking on this. And to just believe that the Afghan army was going to hold up and stand up and put up a fight, I mean, that was never in any of the intelligence reports. So, again, I don't know if Biden wasn't listening to what Blinken and the intelligence services were saying to him, but somebody has to be held accountable. And now, again, it appears that we have surrendered to the Taliban and we're surrounded. We're like sitting ducks. And that's what worries me. What happened over the last 24 hours, I wish I could say it's not going to happen again, but we're sitting ducks. And that's what worries me over the next 5 days.
Some people are comparing the situation to the way we left the Kurds in Syria under President Trump, that it's similar in that we have abandoned former allies to the United States and people that have helped us out in war, and that this is another blunder. Your thoughts on that?
I couldn't agree more, John. Think about this. What do you think that Taiwan thinks right now? We're supposed to have their back if China wants to go after Taiwan. What does Ukraine think? That we're supposed to have their back when Russia comes after them? Or even Israel, our strongest ally in the Middle East. Again, this goes back to showing weakness and is really demoralizing when you think about our stature around the world. And that's what worries me long term. And again, as I look at these next 5 days, the fact that we are now begging the Taliban to not attack us and to let us leave, I don't think that bodes well for our relationships with other allies around the world.
But there does have to be some nuanced relationship. The reality is what it is, that the Taliban fighters are there. They've taken back their country. We have limited real estate to work with. Are you suggesting a surge in American troops back in to defend the airport and push the Taliban back?
Well, listen, if they start shooting missiles at our cargo planes with people on them, if they start continuing to let ISIS-K in, how did ISIS-K get beyond the perimeter? The Taliban assured us that they weren't going to get in beyond the perimeter, but two suicide bombers did. Again, we're relying on people that are terrorists. These are people that chop off the heads of other people, that rape young girls and women. These are people that, you know, are actively engaged in heroin and opioid cultivation. They cannot be trusted. But the situation we're in now, John, because of these failures, is we're relying on them. So you can't put lipstick on this pig.
Okay, but Congressman, I don't know what the solution to that is at this moment, right? There's going to be time for blame game. And certainly, I mean, criticism is warranted on any president who makes a decision that is playing out the way it is right now. But what would you do immediately in the immediate future? I mean, is it a matter of reestablishing a perimeter of just American troops? And by that, most experts believe we need to have more troops on the ground in order to do that?
I think what Biden should do now is listen to everything that his intelligence people and military people are asking for. If they need more troops should go in. If they need to extend the perimeter, they need to extend the perimeter. If they need to use air power, which we haven't used yet with our helicopters and our air support, we need to use that. If we need to use drones, we need to use that. We need to use everything to send a message that this is not going to be tolerated.
President Biden said yesterday that he is listening to his military leaders and he's following their advice. Are you saying that there's military leaders saying otherwise and he's not listening to them?
Well, listen, I don't know who he's listening to now. I do think there has been a wake-up call in the last 24 hours, unfortunately. But the other thing that I would point to, John, is, I mean, it's not just Republicans criticizing. Bob Menendez, the top Democrat on foreign relations, vehemently criticized Biden yesterday for not listening to his military leaders. And I hate to bring politics into this, but Democrats and Republicans alike are criticizing him. I think we got to listen to our military leaders. Whatever they need over the next 5 days, we need to supply to them and make sure we do everything we can to get the 1,500 Americans out safely.
I agree with you that I hate bringing politics in there, and I appreciate you saying that. Do you call on your fellow Republican colleagues, such as Madison Cawthorn, who's calling for the 25th Amendment to be used, and your colleague on the Senate side, Josh Hawley, calling for the resignation of the president? Would you ask them to stop making it political now?
Well, listen, I'm not one that has been out there saying that. I've been extremely critical of what's gone on here. There'll be a time and a place to ask for resignations on that. Right now, the number one focus is getting the Americans out, getting our Afghan allies out, and making sure there are no instances that occurred, in terms of terrorist attacks over the last 24 hours. That's the number one thing now. Then we'll have, there'll be a time for oversight and holding people accountable. But what I don't understand, John, is why President Biden yet hasn't fired somebody on his national security team or Secretary Blinken. They seem very tone deaf on all this. And heads need to roll.
All right, we're out of time, Congressman. I appreciate your time, though, okay?
Thank you, John. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.